news via remote. I'm Laurel Clement.
United Nations chief says the coronavirus pandemic has led to the largest disruption of education in history, with schools closed in more than 160 countries. As a result, UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres is warning the world faces a generational catastrophe that could waste untold human potential. Meanwhile, millions of people in the Philippines were ordered to stay home Tuesday as global coronavirus infections keep soaring, with the World Health Organization warning against relying on a vaccine silver bullet to end the pandemic. More than 18.3 million people worldwide have been affected with the virus since it first emerged in China late last year, and it shows no sign of slowing down. Australian authorities say hundreds of coronavirus-infected people in the state of Victoria are disobeying stay-at-home orders, which is prompting tougher fines. Victoria has endured a second wave of infections over recent weeks that the government has partly blamed on people breaking rules that restrict travel. India's daily confirmed coronavirus infections have topped 50,000 for a seventh straight day, bringing the national total to more than 1.8 million cases. Brazil is driving a surge in Latin America, where infections have topped 5 million. Only the United States has been affected worse. Nigeria's largest airline, Air Peace, says it has laid off a number of pilots and cut salaries in order to cope with the impact of the coronavirus on its operations. Private carrier did not say how many pilots are affected. Industry sources estimate around 70. Air Peace serves cities in Nigeria as well as elsewhere in West Africa and the Middle East. And Norway says it will stop all cruise ships with more than 100 people on board from disembarking at Norwegian ports.